It is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werfman and Food for Mood. Judy joins us on a regular basis on Thursday morning, so right before we bring you This Week in the Lakeville Journal. And this morning is no different at all. Here she is, Dr. Werfman, who is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com, Simon Loses His Tummy, and Before Her Voice Was Still. Good morning, Dr. Werfman.
Good morning to you, and isn't it a lovely day?
When cool. There's power? When there's power, it's lovely.
Yeah, well, power and also the fact that you can go outside and breathe. You know, the air is cool, fresh, not horribly humid, and plenty of sunshine, which actually is sort
it's
of
a good segue.
Poor segue.
Right. I thought it was good.
Into the topic, which is vitamin D.
Yeah, no, I think it's amazing. Your topic is interesting. What is even more compelling, though, is how it is that this misinformation became so prevalent.
Exactly. What you're referring to, Jill, is the fact that if you ask anybody who tends to read anything about health and mental fitness, for example, about how important it is to get enough vitamin D, the answer will be, well, of course, everybody knows that if you really want to be mentally healthy, you know, and have, you know, less vulnerability to things like depression and anxiety, or if you already are anxious or depressed, let's say in the wintertime when we know there's not enough vitamin D in our body, being made in our bodies because we're all covered up and vitamin D can't be made in our skin and we may not be eating the foods that contain vitamin D. Everyone knows the reason you're depressed is because you're not getting enough of this vitamin. And all you have to do is simply put into any kind of search engine, you know, vitamin D and depression, or look at all of the news bulletins that are put out by supplement manufacturers, or even go into, you know, any drugstore and look at vitamin D on the shelf, you will see that what is recommended is that if you have any kind of problem with just feeling mentally not as good as you should, like a little depressed or anxious or have a little bit of obsessive-compulsive disorder or whatever, you should be taking more of this vitamin. Okay, so people finally said, all right, we have to see whether this is really true, but it's not that easy because, you know, there are many factors. When you take a supplement or anything else and you get better, it may be placebo, it may be the vitamin, it may be that suddenly you won the lottery or you don't have to wear a mask when you go outside. Who knows? You know, there are many factors that make you feel better. But a group at Harvard Medical School, actually I know the last author, he's somebody that we did some research together many years ago, and it was David Michelon. Anyway, they decided to do an enormous amount of labor-intensive input, what's called a prospective study, which means we will give an enormous number of people either the vitamin D as a supplement or a placebo for 5 years. And we will see how many people will become depressed for the first time and how many people who have had depression in the past may have a recurring episode of depression. So this will tell us whether having a vitamin D supplement might actually be protective against getting depressed in the wintertime after some, you know, terrible event that occurs in your life because you develop fibromyalgia, any reason, any of the above reasons. It will see whether vitamin D really can have a protective preventive effect. And they enrolled almost 18,000 people, and to their great credit, the people continued in the study for the 5 years, and 90% of them took the pill every day. Half of them knew, they didn't know, but they knew that there was a positive 50-50 chance that they may be taking a placebo. Nevertheless, they all took the pill. And what they found after this 5-year-long study, nothing. What they found was that there was literally no difference at all. I mean, background noise between the number of people who developed a depression for the first time who were on vitamin D or on placebo. They found no difference in the people who developed another depression, people who had been depressed in the past, between them on the supplement or placebo. And they looked specifically at symptoms. You know, how are you depressed? Are you sleeping? Do you have insomnia? Do you lose your appetite? Are you eating too much? Are you not able to work because you're so depressed, no effect on any specific symptom either. And on So the good news was they actually showed that vitamin D did not have any effect, which meant that if people are depressed, they should not look toward this as the remedy. I mean, the bad news is that we don't still have a magic pill that is going to prevent us from getting depressed, deal with our depression when we have it, you know, without any side effects and without, you know, and with 100% efficacy. But one of the things that I think this shows is that you can't just sort of accept information without saying, well, what is the evidence for this? And, you know, there's so many, I mean, innumerable sites on the Internet especially, but even in magazines that say, do this, tap blueberries, or eat a persimmon, or, you know, you should be eating, this particular probiotic, because it will make you feel better. You know, you have to say, well, where is the evidence? And many times there's no evidence because it's just too labor intensive and too expensive to get it. I mean, this, and it's easier simply to say, well, we saw an association between taking, eating sauerkraut and not being anxious. So we assume that it probably has a positive effect because we know sauerkraut is filled with healthy bacteria and it's going to make your intestinal tract happier, and therefore you should be happier. We have to realize that when people give us information, even our physicians, who often will say, oh, I read this, you should do this, that you have to take it with a grain of salt, as it were, or not too much salt, obviously, but you have to say, well, could you tell me what the evidence really is? And if the person says, well, we don't know, but it really seemed to be good, you should just say, well, I'll consider it. But as I said, unfortunately, it takes a great deal of time and money to really show that something either works or doesn't work.
And you just simply cannot, my favorite, you can't discount the power of the mind. Because
no, exactly.
This is really, there are so many things that are advertised now, and they're advertised so well. And I'm thinking, right now, my current objection, if you will, is not actually a quote-unquote supplement that won't do anything if you listen carefully, but
yeah.
Rather a financial instrument that will bankrupt you before you leave the house.
I'm
impossible.
Yeah.
And
yeah,
that's right. And the problem is that it's such a good ad, and
mm-hmm.
It looks just like the beginning of the Big Bang Theory. And anybody between age X and X is going to go, but of course. And
that's right.
Be in difficulty promptly because there's no good outcome. And I'm just fried because
you're right. I mean, sometimes you have to take, for example, a drug because there's no choice. I mean, we know that chemotherapeutic agents cause horrible side effects. Some of them, permanent damage. But what is the option? You know, either you're going to die from your cancer, or you risk the fact that maybe you'll get a terrible side effect from this chemotherapeutic agent. But at least you have a fighting chance that you might fight the disease and live. And if you have a terrible depression, for example, you listen to these advertisements on television, the pretty music and people floating through their life, going boating or kayaking or singing in a choir or something like that, whatever. You think, oh, this is really going to work, but you don't notice the side effects. But if you really are desperately sick, life doesn't seem to be worth living. Your doctors say, look, try this because nothing else worked. You try it. I mean, there is a trade-off. But when somebody offers something that has no benefit at all, then there's no, as you said, there's no reason to say, oh, I think I'll take it, unless you believe strongly in placebo. And, if that may help, fine. But you might as well then just take maybe an M&M because it probably would taste better.
That's I just have to say thank you very much on that one. Thank you very much, Dr. Judy Wortman, Food for Mood.
And, of course, you can hear Judy with Food for Mood every Thursday morning right here on Robin Hood Radio before this week in the Lakeville Journal.